song has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of The Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, just outside Highway 30, the new and renovated. What do you think about that?
Well, let's not get ahead of ourselves.
The heavy rain must have slowed down progress, huh?
I don't know. I'm just impressed. I'm really impressed with the progress they made.
They just dominated. And it was very nice of them to make the studio rock while we were in Dallas.
That's good.
So I give a big thumbs up there. They knew we were gone. I said, okay, we can tear this up now. I'm sure that was the whole reason.
High five!
Oh, good God. Derek's got new toys.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see. How long you been here?
This morning?
No. Like 5 years?
Oh, no. Just two.
1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us anytime to the Dent Popper inbox, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Coming up on the show today, we're going to talk to Drake Baronic, who has made the decision to try Division I with Doc Sadler and leave UNK, where he has many records in his three seasons there. We're also going to catch up with our Big 12 preview, nose tackle Nate Frere from Iowa State, and Joe DeMail will join us from FantasyPlayersEdge.com to get us going on what's left in the baseball season. Big weekend for the Yankees and Red Sox. Who should you play? Who shouldn't you play if you got some studs out there as we get a little closer to your fantasy playoffs, and of course fantasy football starting off, and some of these guys are switching, some of these guys are playing. Eli Manning, is he a good pick now that he's a cabillionaire?
That's a good word. Cabillionaire.
Phil Mickelson, as you heard, three over, he is back. Alex Gordon homered for the first time since opening day last night. Billy Butler homered. Royals lost 11-6.
Well, I was going to say, though, in exciting fashion with a cat on the field.
There was a cat. Okay. All right. And also a cat on the golf course at Meadowlark, by the way. Around, hanging out at the 12th green. Seen it a couple times already this weekend. I don't know. Maybe somebody's missing a little white cat running around 12 at Meadowlark.
Been feeding it?
It's been meowing a lot. A lot. A lot.
No reason to feed it.
And it usually stands pretty much between your ball and the hole, which doesn't affect my game at all. So we got that going for us. Anyway, let's get this show underway. We're again in the Dent Popper inbox. Your questions, your comments, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Story we've been following for about a month has finally come out to the public outside of Kearney and probably Ravenna. Everybody kind of knew this was going on, that Drake Baronic has decided that he was going to try his hand at Division I basketball, leaving UNK and moving on to the University of Nebraska. And Drake joins us in studio this morning. Morning, Drake.
What's up, guys?
How's your golf game?
Better than yours.
See, big meeting, Drake versus me. He took the best player off our team, Ravenna Booster Club Tournament, coming up Sunday over at the lovely Ravenna Country Club. Have they changed the sign? Have they taken the state championship golf sign and moved it so I don't have to see Baznet's name every time I drive in there?
I think it's still up there, but I don't know.
When you go to Ravenna, look at the bottom. You'll see Baz's name there. He's got a ring. You're leaving Kearney. You're going to the University of Nebraska, and you got a Porsche in the parking lot. What's going on, man?
No, I just thought that it was a good time for a move. I took this off season. There's some things that are happening, and I just took a step back and looked at the situation and looked at what was best for me. And I just felt that if I didn't leave now, then when would I? And I didn't want to have any regrets. Right now I feel like I made a pretty good decision, but that's to be debated until next year.
I guess the follow-up question is to why you're leaving is why now. You're only going to have one season to play at the University of Nebraska, and I'm sure the easy question is, well, if I don't go now, I can't ever go, but why now?
You know, I just really just took a step back, like I said, and thought that, you know, it's always been a dream of mine to go to play D1, you know, first kid out of Ravana, you know, and all that stuff to go to Division One, and so that had a lot to do with it, but, you know, some stuff was happening, and I just kind of took it, opened my eyes a little bit, and let me look at some opportunities that I'd have, and, you know, probably a year late, you know, but I felt like I was being loyal to the program, and, you know, it just got to be where I thought I needed to make a move. But
Drake, I guess you do this fully knowing you may never step foot on that court.
Right.
Your last year may be. You say.
Right.
I just want to see if I can match up at that level.
Right. And I know that, and I want people around here to know that. You know, it's not like I'm going to walk in there and it's going to be a cakewalk, and I'm going to get a play and shoot all these 3-pointers. You know, I got a lot of work to do. I got to get a little stronger. I got to learn the system. There's so many things that's got to go into this situation for it to be a good situation. But I think it can be, you know. And all I'm looking for is an opportunity to prove myself to coach. And I think that I'm going to do some things a little bit differently than maybe some kids there, you know. I'm going to get on the floor a little bit, try to get some offensive rebounds. Maybe something that the other kids don't do, which is going to – I'd like to think that I am just kind of a basketball savvy player and do that type of thing. So there'll be some X factors for me, I think, that might help me play a little bit. But that's to be debated yet.
Drake Baronic joins us here in studio. Of course, that's kind of the big story of the last couple of days, is that the leading scorer for UNK is going to try his hand at Nebraska. Who have you talked to at Lincoln? Have you talked to Coach Sadler? I know some assistants were kind of early on in your talks. Who did you talk to? What have they told you?
I went and had a meeting with Coach Sadler, and he just wanted to reinforce that I was making the right decision for me, because, you know, he understands that I'm losing out on, I mean, I'm gambling with a lot of things, some records or whatever. But when I talk to my parents and stuff like that, you know, it's never really been about the records for me. It really hasn't. I mean, for me, if I have a good individual game, the team wins, and great, you know. But really, team comes first, you know. And so those individual, it's not like I don't feel like I'm throwing them away, really, you know, because people know what I proved at Kearney, and you know, I feel like that I've done enough at Kearney that people understand the kind of player that I am, and you know, so I feel like it's a good time for a move, I guess.
Drake, I guess in reading the paper yesterday, there seems to be perhaps a frustration level in part of you. Flat out ask you, are you frustrated with the talent that was brought in around you at the University of Nebraska, at Kearney?
No, not necessarily that, because there are some talented players there, you know, that really were, and I was a little disappointed at how I couldn't help us win a couple of those close games, really, and I mean, for me to leave that way is really, it kills me to do that, because I was a lot at fault for this last season. But you know, the talent level's been pretty good. I don't know if they're the kind of UNK players of the past, though. You know, the kind that are hard nosed. You know, that the talent level I think is there. It's just the quality
to go from 24 wins to 16 to 4. I mean, wasn't going in the right direction.
Right, and I don't know that certain situations were handled the best sometimes, but a lot of times they were, and you know, I just think that maybe the intangibles of the players maybe weren't there, and I tell you what, the intangibles of a player are hard to come by. You know, I mean, you got your Nick Brantings who. You know, he was on the floor. He was the best player to ever come out of Kearney. And he was getting on the floor, taking charges, you know, doing the little things that a lot of our guys wouldn't do. And that's what frustrated me. You want to make me mad, don't get on the floor, don't do the little things right. And that's something that you can control. We can't control if our shots aren't going in, really. I mean, you can to a certain, but some nights it's just not there. You know, so we needed to control the things that we can control, and I don't know that we necessarily did that.
Drake Baronic joins us here. Obviously, you've heard it. The coaches have heard it. The kids have heard it on the team. Let's face it. You guys aren't dummies up there at UNK. You're hearing what everybody's talking about. All these teammates of yours, when you came in as a freshman, they're all gone. Yep. I mean, there might be one kid.
Just maybe,
yeah. Yep. And everybody's gone. So I guess when you look at is that part of the reason? And to take that a step further, you seem to be leaving for different reasons than some of the other kids do.
Right, and that's exactly it. I'm not leaving to try to say that things aren't going well there. You know, I'm leaving because of an opportunity that I have, which I hate to do, you know, but I just felt like it was the right move. But, yeah, I mean, last year when everybody was leaving, I felt like I was staying around and being loyal to the program, trying to get them out and trying to, you know, get the program back to where it was when I came in. And it got to a point for me where I felt like I needed to go try something new and get in a new situation and maybe hopefully get another level of my competitive edge back and start competing at Nebraska. So
Drake, and having a little bit to step back, and do you ever look at it and go, God, if Martin was still here, there's another four wins. If Wade was still around, there's two or three more wins.
You know,
do you ever think about that?
I try not to dwell on that, but yeah, you know, I love Wade as a kid. I love hanging around him. I love playing with him. I played in a tournament with him this summer, played on Hastings, and we played pretty well, and it was fun. You know, it was shoot a lot of threes, play a lot of backdoor stuff, and don't play any defense. And that's what I like. So well, it was a good time.
That'll change in Lincoln. Exactly. That defense thing, that's going to change.
Yeah, we'll see.
Drake Baronic joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. I guess your relationship now as you leave, you had to get the release from the coaches here at UNK. I guess talk about that progress when you went in and talk to Coach Kropp or Coach Lofton or both at the same time. Did they have some insight for you besides, hey, don't go, I mean, you're our man, or you know, you make sure you're doing what you want to do?
They wanted me to make the right decision for me, for sure, and it was very intimidating, something I don't ever want to do again. I had Mr. McBride, Coach Kropp, and Coach Lofton and Jamie Lundgren sitting across the table at me, just kind of staring at me, and you know, it was hard for me to tell four people that I was going to leave that wanted me to stay. You know, I've never been the kind of guy that can really do that, I guess. I'd rather be a people pleaser than get people mad at me and stuff. So it was hard to stick by my guns and do that. But, you know, and it was really tough because I got a good relationship with Coach Kropp and Coach Lofton, and you know, it was just hard that way. And I got a good relationship with a lot of people at the University of Kearney office and school and everything. So it's been a tough situation for him, but I hope everybody kind of understands where I'm coming from, and I'm not doing it to try to say, hey, UNK needs me. I'm going to be the biggest UNK fan just like I was growing up. You know, it's not like I'm trying to prove a point here. It's something that I need to do, some self-satisfiedness.
Drake, I think a lot of people out there say, you know, it's 2 weeks before school, this comes out. What weird timing. This would have been a month ago.
Right.
Had things.
Right. There's so many complications to the eligibility at D1 than there is at D2. And really, I've pretty much had my mind made up for a while now. It's just I had to wait and see if some classes would transfer and all that stuff. And it ended up working out okay. But, yeah, I've just been waiting on the complications of the NCAA, really. So
Drake Baronic's with us here for another couple minutes in studio, leaving UNK. He was the 11th leading scorer in the nation in Division II, led the RMAC in scoring last year. Got a lot of emails yesterday when this officially came out. One of them is, do you have to set out this year or you want to set out this
year? No, I actually have to. There is a rule in the NCAA that there's, I don't remember what it's called, but sometimes you can transfer to D1 and it won't be... And you're eligible to play right away, but They say not very many people qualify for that. So there is a rule that says you can, but I don't qualify for it, so I have to sit out by NCAA rule.
Which is probably an okay thing.
Yep, get a little muscle on me. We'll see.
What about the guys? How much interaction have you had with Huskers, current Huskers on the team?
Oh, I went up and played one day, and that's about the gist of that. Played okay, you know, didn't do anything special, but didn't do anything really to hurt me either. So, but there's some good quality guys there. Ryan Anderson really impressed me. I watched him a little bit, but playing with him's 10 times different. He's a pretty good player, really.
Drake, I guess when you look ahead, where do you fit in as a 2-3?
Wherever Coach Sadler wants me. You know, I'll do whatever it takes to get on floor and. So, I mean, whatever he wants is what I'll do. So,
the question that everybody, I guess, once asked, and I'll let you respond to this as you want, because everybody says, shoots us an email or they like some of the emails we got yesterday. I don't know if this is the exact direct way to put it, but what's going on at UNK with men's basketball? What would you say? Are the kids that are coming in, have it pointed in the right direction? Is it different than what you thought it was going to be when you came in as a freshman? For some reason, people want to throw somebody under the bus. And,
right.
And obviously, as we said yesterday, this isn't a throw somebody under the bus situation while you're leaving.
Right.
But you can't ignore the fact that all these kids, including yourself, leaving this program. What would you say to those people?
You know, that's a pretty tough question, but for me, the experience that I've had has been good. The wins and losses probably hasn't been what I had expected. You know, when I came in, I kind of expected to keep the tradition going, getting 20 wins, qualifying for NCAA tournaments. And in all honesty, if that was the case, I probably wouldn't have looked to go anywhere. Because, I mean, you look at it, I'm not even the best player UNK's ever had. You know, and UNK, and nobody's ever transferred like this before, you know. So, like, Nick Branting, for him not to go, well, I talked to my parents, and I got to give a quick shout-out to my brother Riley and Connor. I talked to them a little bit. Funny story. Riley tells it how it is. Connor just wanted me to go for the KU tickets. I mean, that's how – he didn't care what I was giving up at Kearney. You know, he wanted me to go for the KU ticket. So he's got dibs. So if anybody wants them, they better not want them anymore.
Connor didn't just tell you, hey, I'm going D1, so you better step up because I'm going by the time I'm out of here.
We'll see. He's not that good, I don't think. But, all right, where was I at? You guys got to remind me.
Well, we were just talking about – if UNK is
the
heading
wins,
the right
yeah, exactly. And the wins and losses probably hasn't been there. And, you know, Nick Branting didn't leave, and there's been a lot of guys that didn't leave, but they were also winning a lot of games.
You go back to those teams when you were watching them through junior high, even in high school.
Yep.
Branting, Savela, Harms. You can go Dunnigan, Sheffield.
Right.
Those kids, are they not out there? Are they not out in the state of Nebraska, Drake? You play a lot of summer basketball. Is it tougher to find? I mean, is it tougher for Coach Grob and Coach Lofton to find that quality of player to come in and play hard nosed ball?
I have a hard time believing that they aren't out there. Really, going down to the coaches' All Star game, there are some pretty talented players. You just got to look in the right direction. You know, it's just the talent of Nebraska isn't that bad, and really. This is my personal opinion. This has nothing to do – I mean, this is just what I think. I honestly think there's nothing better than a Nebraska kid. A small-town Nebraska kid, you can't beat it. They come in, they work their butts off. I mean, it's just – it's ingrained in them, you know. And I'd rather and they know the tradition. I'd rather have 18 hard-nosed, homegrown Nebraska kids than a standout from Colorado that – you know, has a lot of money and all, you know, that's how a lot of Colorado kids have a lot of money and they kind of get things given to them. Nebraska kids got to earn them, you know, and that's just my own thing. And that's the same thing goes for the walk-on program in Nebraska for football. Why do you think that we had a tough year in football? Because we didn't get the homegrown tough, and it's proven. It really is. And, And that's the biggest compliment I can give to Nebraska kids, really. But
well, you see Jesse Carr go D1. You saw Ike Meyer go D1. Kind of in the same realm as you. Not Class A kids, but all-staters in their own right. Did that start the process of about this?
That's always kind of bugged me a little bit. It really has. I've always thought that I could play with them or at the same level as them. And, you know, I've had a lot of people come up and talk to me about it and all that stuff. But I'm not going to let that affect me. You know, whatever situation I was in, I was going to try to get the best out of it. But for Ike Meyer to go to Iowa State on a scholarship, kind of opened my eyes a little bit. If he can do it, then I didn't think that there was any way I couldn't. Just because, you know, I'm a confident person. I'm a confident player. And I feel like if I'm put in a situation that, you know, I'll come in and work hard and have a pretty good desire and
any
all that
D1
stuff.
Any D1 offers leaving Ravenna?
You know, I might have had a couple, you know, but I signed early with Kearney, actually. I signed my senior year before the season started. They said that they had a scholarship, and if I didn't take it, then it might be gone. So I kind of had to make a decision back then, and, you know, not saying it was the wrong decision, but, you know.
Wait a minute. UNK told you that the scholarship might be gone if you didn't take it before your senior season?
Just because of the fact that they can't sit around and wait for a player that they don't know.
I got to think that scholarship would have been around 10 years.
And see, hindsight's 20/20 if I probably could do it all over again. Like, Connor has such an advantage on this because I've been through a lot of situations. I kind of know what's going on. So Connor's going to get treated pretty well, I think, because we ain't going to mess around with anything. And, but in the reason UNK was always a safe bet for me, you know. If I got hurt my senior year, then I'd still have that scholarship for the first year and still be able to prove myself the second year. And no complaints there at all. And that's just the way that's the way that recruiting is. You know, you can't sit around and wait on a kid to make his decision. You got to continue to look, and if they find somebody better, then they find somebody better.
See, I think that's the wow factor out there for people that just found this out in the last 2 days. People sitting out there going, he was the prototypical UNK athlete, the homegrown boy. And now he's leaving. I think that's people just going, how does this happen?
Well, as Drake has stated, though, opportunity is out there. And I said when he came out of high school, if you remember, we talked about this on the show, and we threw out the instance of a lot of kids. Drake might be the last kid that we actually talked about that we said it would be great to see him go D1 because I think he's a D1 player no matter what the sport is, wrestling, basketball, volleyball. It doesn't matter what the sport is. He had the talent. So we'll let you get out of here with this last question. Adam Mingus is coming to UNK. What have you told him? What did you tell him? What did you tell him? I assume you've talked to him since you made this decision.
Yep, and you know that was one of the hardest things for me is not only leaving Max and Jeremy behind and stuff like that, you know, some guys in Josiah that I get along with really well. It was that Mingus had a lot to play in this because, I mean, he's been my neighbor forever. I love the kid. I mean, he's got such a competitive drive, and he's just a great kid to be around, you know. And for me to leave him like that, I feel very bad about it, really. But, you know, I'm going to try to be there for him as much as I can and give him advice when he needs it. And, you know, he's got a lot of work to do, but there isn't a kid that's going to work harder than him.
You know, it's funny you go back to the district, I believe it was Blue Hill,
yep.
And you were over at that ball game, and I said, you think Mingus can play at UNK? And you go, oh, yeah, he can play at UNK. And I said, really? I said, you know, just shooting the ball. I don't know if he fits that mold.
Right.
You know, spotting up and knocking down. And you said, Tony, the kid busts his butt. He sees the court too well not to play at UNK.
Right.
I want him on my team.
Right.
And I think that's all I needed to know. Yeah, Adam Mingus can play then. You got your approval. That's fine.
He's the hard-nosed kid.
If, if I was building a team, I would build a team with 4 Adam Minguses. And myself.
You know? Four kids that'll play defense.
Four, exactly. Because I ain't going to – he's got to guard 2 guys because I ain't guarding anybody.
Well, Drake Veronica has been kind enough to keep in touch with us. If you've been reading the newspapers, he's done all the interviews. He was available to join us today on the Doug and Daddy Show for an extended time. He's going to Nebraska. He's setting out this year. He's going to be wearing red instead of blue.
That's going to be tough.
That's going to be a little different.
Oh, man, I don't know. I don't have any red clothes.
Well, you can start. People were giving a lot of that stuff away 3-4 years ago. Maybe we can find some. Drake, it's a pleasure to watch you play at UNK and, of course, your high school career, and we look forward to you getting back on the court. We'll catch up with you again when another season rolls around, this time, though, in Lincoln.
Sounds good. Whenever you guys want to talk to me, I'll always talk. I got the gift of gab, baby.
get on the driving range. You're going to need it, bro.
That's right. I'm a communications major now, so I can talk all I want.
Yeah, I did see that, and it scares me. You realize that's going to require a pay cut. Education, communication, neither one of us gets anything.
I'm not in it for the money.
Let's take a break. Coming up, Big 12, Nate Frere, Iowa State, Joe DeMeo, FantasyPlayersEdge.com. Your phone calls, your emails, shoot them off to us. We're back after this.
It was just last week during our programming meeting that the boss made this comment about the Doug and Daddy show.
We have, in effect, put all our rotten eggs in one basket. And we intend to watch this basket carefully.
These rotten eggs will be right back on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Holy cow, here come the new 2010 campers at Eagle Crest in Grand Island. But wait a minute, we still have a few 2009 models we need to move. So Jim says, would you like to save $10,000? Would you like to save more than $10,000? Then talk to Jim or Brad at Eagle Crest. And while you're there, take a gander at the new 2010 Aristocrat, a 26-foot big slide travel trailer that's supposed to be priced at $23,500, but introductory special, let's make it $19,950. At Eagle Crest, West Highway 30 in Grand Island, a subsidiary of Chief Industries.
Nearly 60 years ago, my grandfather co-founded Custom Pack in Hastings. That was 1947. Today, we are the area's leader for quality fresh meats. Lots of changes have taken place in the business since then, but certain things will remain the same. You know of our unsurpassed quality at Custom Pack. You know we can save you money, and you know that as a small family business, we are measured by our integrity, quality, savings, and people you can trust. Custom Pack, you'll taste the difference.
You'll have fun, fun, fun when you make it Funner Park.
Make it Funner Finish Line Restaurant and Sports Lounge for fantastic food and nonstop action entertainment. Bet on the best nationwide thoroughbred racing, 11:40 a.m. to 10:30 p.m. daily. 18 top tracks, including Saratoga and Columbus. Plus, enjoy live draw keynotes, snacks, sandwiches, full dining and bar, and the prime rib weekend special. Yours for the fun of it. Funner Finish Line Restaurant and Sports Lounge, Grand Island.
Sam takes pride in lowering his energy bills, regardless of what it takes to lower them.
Excuse me, sweetheart.
I was watching that.
But now, Trane can help fiscally minded people like Sam.
Sam!
Because upgrading your central air system to a high-efficiency Trane model can potentially save up to 59% on your energy bills.
Sorry, son.
Let's power back up, Sam. Then let's find you a Trane dealer.
Upgrade your current central air system with a high-efficiency Trane model at Fidelki Heating and Air in Kearney.
It's hard to stop a train.
The Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill has been your place in Hastings for over 11 years. And now it's even better because the Bullseye's open early for breakfast. Buttery pancakes, scrumptious sausage, omelets with all the good stuff, big biscuits and gravy, golden hash browns, and much more. All your favorites hot off the griddle. Bullseye's always been the right way to end your day. And now with breakfast, it's a pretty good start to the morning. The Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill. Burgers, beer, buddies, and now breakfast. West 2nd Street in Hastings across from the water park.
Mostly partial sun and some cloudiness during the day today with a chance for some showers and storms developing with highs around 83. Southeast winds will increase to 10 to 20 miles per hour. There's a slight chance for storms tonight with a low at 68. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 72.
Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. It's Thursday. Joe DeMeo will be joining us from FantasyPlayersEdge.com in just a moment. Nate Frere is going to join us as well from Iowa State, nose tackle. Speaking of football, Tony, Waverly's Tyler Evans has made his choice. He is going to go to Nebraska. So we got
second member of that 0-10 recruiting class, along with Rodriguez from Aurora. Doesn't know what position for sure. Sounds like they're kind of battling back and forth, whether it be a receiver or a cornerback.
It looked like they want him as a corner, but now that one of the Terry decommitted as a wide receiver and the injury, and not sure if they're going to get the other kid that they want to come in, it may be a numbers game, and he may end up being a wide receiver. I think if Nebraska gets who they want, he'll be a corner. If they don't get who they want, he'll be a wide receiver.
Obviously want to put a little bit of weight on him at 180 pounds right now, but still a couple years to do that. So,
Fan Day is coming up on Saturday. Are you going to be lurking at Memorial Stadium Saturday morning?
I'm tired of stalking. I watch him sleep through that summer. I mean, you can only watch coaches sleep for so long.
Oh, good Lord. Here's one for you on the ever psycho trail. You know, there's some interesting court cases in this state. But this isn't truly interesting. This is just disturbing. Thunder Collins goes to trial on Monday, and a judge has ruled that prosecutors will be allowed to present evidence of two alleged drug deals. So you can present evidence of rumors now in court. But anyway, two alleged drug deals during the upcoming murder trial of Thunder Collins. He faces multiple charges, including first-degree murder, stemming from a shooting last September in Omaha that left a California man dead and another wounded. Prosecutors say that meeting was the third between Collins and the two cocaine suppliers. According to testimony offered this week, the first two meetings occurred last summer. Prosecutors asked the judge to allow the testimony as they try to prove Collins had a motive to rob the two men of their drugs. Of course, Collins has denied involvement in the drug deals and the murder.
Good work, Thunder. I would deny it, too. Because you're in a world of hurt, buddy.
You are in bad, bad shape. Plaxico Burress thinks you're in bad shape, Prowl. It's not good. It's time for our Big 12 preview, and today we take a look at Iowa State. Not good for Iowa State, but we're going to find out what Nate Frere thinks about his new coach. And I mentioned here in the interview that Paul Rhodes is the only new coach in the Big 12. He is the only new coach. Bill Snyder also back at Kansas State. So I just want to throw that out. Our Big 12 preview is brought to you in part by New Tech Seed. See Terry and Jason Stark at New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. With New Tech, you know you're planting quality. Contact Terry and Jason Stark, the undisputed Midwest dealers, the name you can trust at New Tech Seed. Our Big 12 football preview continues from Media Days as it's time to talk a little Cyclone football at Iowa State. We go just across the border to the east. And Iowa State's got the only new head coach in the league and a lot of expectations for this football team, but not a lot of people are giving this team a lot of a chance here. I think Cyclones are hoping to change their minds a little bit.
Well, you always find out that the players believe first and foremost, and we're joined right now by the nose tackle for the Iowa State Cyclones, and Nate Frere. Nate, thanks so much for stopping by today.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Let's talk about that. The belief right now with a new coach, I know there has to be optimism after the way last season went. How much optimism is there? And even if you could share maybe what some of the early goals are for this team.
You know, yeah, definitely. You know, there's got to be optimism like you talked about. And, you know, it's genuine. We showed a lot of glimpses of greatness last year in a lot of games. And, you know, came up short, you know, the third quarter, fourth quarter, you know, and just kind of shot ourselves in the foot, or, you know, one thing happened and led to a couple of bad things happening and just kind of steamrolled that way. But, you know, our goal is a bowl win, you know, and anything less than that would be a disappointment. And, definitely, you know, that kind of an improvement. We're looking for that much of a dramatic change from last year.
Nate, obviously at Nebraska, we went through the Bill Callahan era, kind of brought in and maybe an arrogance. People didn't necessarily gravitate towards him. I think Iowa State Gene Chizik brought it was even more than an arrogance to me. I mean, everybody just, I mean, are you glad that's over with and you can look forward and really relate to a guy like Coach Rhodes?
You know, all I could say is that, you know, Paul Rhodes is the right guy for the job. You know, he's an Iowa guy, you know, 15 minutes away growing up, you know, has coached at Iowa State before, you know. And that's all I can really say about that. Yeah, I think we got a good coach to lead this team into the future, definitely.
Nate Frere of Iowa State joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Take us back to when you chose Iowa State. That's three coaches ago, and to where you are today. Obviously, you would like more wins. Obviously, you'd like to be in the mix for a Big 12 championship. Not everybody has the same experience in college. take me through what you've had and then kind of relate to what that will transpire in as a senior here.
Right. You know, coming up in high school, you know, I was getting recruited, you know, from, you know, several different teams. And, you know, I really liked Iowa State. I liked what they were doing, the direction they were going in. They were, you know, they were in bowl games, you know, they were in the Houston Bowl, you know, that last year before I, before I came here. And, you know, you come in and, I expected that to continue. And, you know, unfortunately they had a down year the next year. And you know, we had the coaching change and I think things just kind of got out of hand there for a while. And, you know, with Rhodes coming in, I think we're back to where I wanted to be originally with Coach McCarney when I started this whole deal off. So,
Nate, defensively wise, it looks like maybe you're going to be out of the double team situation so much. You're going to be trying to make plays in the backfield. That's what a lot of the preseason stuff has about you, trying to get in the backfield and raise a little hell back there.
Yeah, I don't see why not. You know, in our defense, you know, we have a get off defense, what we call it. You know, and it's not me eating double teams. You know, freeing up, you know, linebackers to make all the tackles. You know, it's me getting in the backfield. You know, a lot of good things happen for defenses when your defensive line's in the backfield. You know, someone's got to make a cut too early. You know, it could result in a tackle for a loss or, you know, or minimal gain. You know, and you know, that's what I'm trying to get done. So,
Dave Frere joins us again here on the Doug and Daddy Show for Iowa State. If the defense can step it up, that's going to help things out here early on in the season as the offense tries to get things going here. Do you guys feel that weight on your shoulders a little?
You know, we feel a little bit of weight, but, you know, I think as a defense we accept it. You know, we know, you know, we didn't play very well at times last year, and, you know, we got a lot to make up for, and we know the offense will do their part, and we're gonna get our half done too.
Okay, I feel like we've been talking negative, and a lot of Iowa State's been negative. I guess our questions didn't always mean for that to end up being that way. Talk about the positive now with Coach Rhodes or with some of your teammates.
You know, with Coach Rhodes, you know, it's he's a great motivator, like I've said. He has an energy about him that makes you believe. And just seeing glimpses from spring ball and, you know, the tightness that we have now as a team, it just really come together over the course of the winter and the summer workouts, and it's been competitive. And you just feel a completely different energy going into this season than we had the last two.
Nate, what do you feel right now heading into fall ball is the strength of this team?
The strength of this team, I would have to say the defensive backs. Our defensive backs are pretty salty right now. Front seven, we're going to be tough too. You know, I think the defense is going to surprise a lot of guys this year, a lot of teams. So,
as we're here at Big 12 Media Days, you brought your quarterback with you. Tell me a little bit about Austin.
You know, Austin. You know, we got to spend a lot of time together, about 3 hours on that layover in Des Moines. But he's a great leader. You know, he knows his stuff. He makes good decisions. He's the right guy for the job, and I wouldn't want any of the quarterback leading this team.
Yeah, something that's really impressed me today just seeing Austin is the size of him. You see these Big 12 quarterbacks. You got to see Mr. Johnson from Texas A&M, and, boy, they're picked down the bottom. And boy, he's a man.
Yes, he is. You know, and, you know, I mean, or not. I mean, you look at the guy, he's, you know, he's an imposing kind of guy, you know. I mean, I just seen him, you know, run. He's not afraid to run anybody over, and he has the ability to, you know. And I think he's going to surprise a lot of people with his legs as well as his arm. So,
it would seem, Nate, kind of last question before we let you. You got plenty of seniors on the team. You've got some young kids that are going to have to step up if you want to get to where you want to get to, which is a bowl game. During the spring, during the summer, who stepped up as a senior leader, and what did they say, if it was you or if it was somebody else? What did you say to the young kids?
You know, I'm talking about myself, but I was one of the guys that had to step up. You know, I got elected to captain, you know, this year, and I knew it was kind of on my shoulders to kind of get this team motivated. And get the young guys motivated, because, you know, seniors, you know, this is our last go around. I don't have to say anything to a senior because they already know what the score is. You know what I mean? They already know we have to get done. They've been through it. You know, young guys. You know, you just gotta tell them that, you know, someday their day will come when they're in this situation, when they're seniors and they're gonna want guys to pull for them. You know, and put it all on the line for them. So,
Muscatine, Iowa. How far is the Muscatine from Ames?
It's about two and a half to three, yeah.
So the support is definitely there from the hometown folks for you.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. Yeah, we usually get a pretty good crowd. The family comes up, mom and dad, and, yeah, it's good times.
Last question. I think I said that before. There's no Nebraska – or there's no Big 12 North team that is probably going to be ranked much higher than 20th out of the North. I would consider that fairly wide open. Does that give you guys hope that every week you can beat anybody in the North, whether it's home or on the road? And I know you guys have had your problems on the road.
Yeah. You know, we definitely got to get that first road win. You know, our first game that's on the road is Kent, and we have to win that game. We have to win that game to give us the confidence to go into the Big 12 and be able to win on the road. But, yeah, like you said, yeah, you know, you go into to every game, you know, whether they're ranked or not, you feel you got a chance anyway in the Big 12, in the North especially. You know, you go into every game expecting to win. So that's how we just got to approach every game, you know, regardless of rankings.
He's Nate Frere, nose tackle for the Iowa State Cyclones. Thanks so much for the time today.
Thanks, guys. Yeah.
Nate Frere from Iowa State. They're not going to be very good.
Folks, I just say this. Nate Frere, nice young man, good individual.
Austin Arnott, good kid.
But looking at them, just smaller. He'd have to be Hercules under that shirt to really – he's the most undersized player we talk to.
Yeah, they're going to have to play with a lot of heart to try and win one conference game. I just don't see it in the cards for Iowa State. But, hey, been wrong before. That was back in 19. Our Big 12 preview brought to you by New Tech Seed. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed help you get the best this season. The undisputed Midwest dealer in the name you know you can trust. Contact Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. We'll be back. Joe DeMeo, FantasyPlayersEdge.com, set to join us in a little bit more after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Danny Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Most of the sponsor messages you are about to hear did not realize their commercials were going to be in the Doug and Danny Show. Pity.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. Here's the old way to meet for business. Over the phone, drive cross town, meet in person. Here's the new, better way. You meet clients and colleagues online with GoToMeeting.com. It's like meeting in person, but less time-consuming and less expensive. You start your meeting with just a click. Everyone can see your computer desktop on their computer screen. Use GoToMeeting.com to host a sales presentation, a product demonstration, or a training session. You can host as many meetings as you want for one low flat rate. GoToMeeting.com. My listeners can try it. In fact, try it free for a month, 30 days. A month of unlimited online meetings free. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, use the promo code Colin. That's GoToMeeting.com, and use the promo code Colin. The old way or the new way is so obvious.
Another exciting fall sports season is on the way.
Adams back to pass, drops the ball, has to pick it up and skirts the right side, looking for some running room, gets inside the 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Adams. It got into the end zone on a great ad lib for the Blue Hill Bobcats.
Serves across, set to the outside, Wojcik, picked up by Irvine, set to Pernicek, Pernicek puts it away, and it is now set point number one for Ravenna.
A 38-yard field goal attempt, so for the lead. Snap is down. The kick is up. It is a line drive. It is good. Oh, my! And with 15 seconds to go, a one-point lead for Elm Creek.
She'll drive it over, and Hayne with another great dig to the outside. Heaney drives over. Rocky with an equally good dig. Free ball. Here's Squires. Slide middle. Put down by Sokolowski, and we are tied. And Moncrief going to go option. Now Fakin wants to throw. He's going to throw underneath to his second receiver, and the ball is caught by Chatlin. In traffic, 35-30, 25-20, back to the middle of the field, and Chatlin's going to score.
The action starts August 28th.
Mostly partial sun and some cloudiness during the day today with a chance for some showers and storms developing with highs around 83. Southeast winds will increase to 10 to 20 miles per hour. There's a slight chance for storms tonight with a low at 68. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 72.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us, reminding you that with all the golf tournaments going up, one of the most fun is the Coors three-man, two-day scramble at Given Valley View. You've had fun there before, haven't you, Daddy?
I love it. Love it every year.
It is August 15th and 16th. It always fills up, so sign up today so you and your team is not left out. Prizes awarded morning and afternoon tee times, Saturday and Sunday. Coors three-man, two-day scramble at Given Valley View. Give them a call at 308-468-5884. 468-5884, Given Valley View, the annual Coors three-man, two-day scramble. It's August 15th and 16th. For more information and to get signed up, contact the golf course at 468-5884. It's Thursday. It's a quarter till the top of the hour, and that means Joe DeMeo from FantasyPlayersEdge.com joins us. Good morning, Joe.
Hey, Doug, Daddy, how you guys doing?
We're doing okay. Do you get vacation, Joe, or is this just a permanent vacation, the job you have?
I get vacation in February. football winds down. Baseball is between seasons. So, I get plenty of vacation in February.
Joe, some big series coming up here this weekend, none bigger than Yankees-Red Sox. When you see a Yankees-Red Sox, when you know you got two dominant teams, do you look at your pitching staff? Do you look at those hitters and maybe set a guy that you normally wouldn't set or start a guy you wouldn't normally start?
Yeah, well, you do have to look at matchups. Matchups are absolutely essential. Let me give you a classic example. Ryan Dempster this week goes up against the Colorado Rockies at Coors Field. Dempster is carrying a 14.46 ERA versus the Rockies at Coors Field. There's no way in good conscience you can start a pitcher like that, even though he's still considered the top of the rotation guy. So to answer your question, generally speaking, you don't want to sit aces. Specifically, though, when you have an ace, CC Sabathia versus Oakland, for instance, is another classic example. For some inexplicable reason, Sabathia cannot get the woeful Athletics out in any season. I don't know if it's the uniform. Maybe he's allergic to golden green. But whatever it is, you're spot on. You absolutely, positively need to look up the matchups, especially when a heavy-hitting lineup like New York or Boston comes to town.
Joe, I want to ask you about one player and an individual. From the catcher position, can Joe Mauer continue to hit 360 through the dog days of summer?
Well, the one benefit we have, Daddy, is that, don't forget, Mauer didn't really enter a game until May.
Okay.
So he has the benefit of having reasonably fresh legs for the rest of the season because he skipped the first 5 weeks of the season. Now, with that said, the toughest time of the season is right now. August is absolutely brutal, especially on backstops. Playing up in a dome with a controlled circumstance up there really does help him out. And Gardenhire probably knows his personnel well enough that if the Twins are traveling to Arlington, he'll have him catch one out of those three games down there and DH him. But that's just using common sense logic to manage your baseball team. I do think that Mauer is capable. What has he got, two batting titles now? I think Mauer is absolutely capable of hitting 350 or 360 for the remainder of the year.
Joe DeMeo from Fantasy Players Edge joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. You can find out a lot more information every day. It's updated on the website. And one of the interesting things is trying to find anybody that can help a fantasy player for the stretch run right now. Where do you put a guy like Pedro Martinez, and is there anybody else you should keep an eye on?
Yeah, Pete is interesting. He had 11 Ks last night for double-A reading. The real conundrum now is what do the Phillies do? Now that they've picked up Cliff Lee, and J.A. just happened to spin a shutout at Citizens Bank Park, which is, you know, a miracle in and of itself. So now, how do you assess what the Phillies are going to do? I think Amaro has overdone the Phillies' pitching situation. So now Pete needs to come up. He had 11 Ks in six innings in double-A reading. There's nothing more he can accomplish in the minors. So you bring him up. So what do? You have Hamels. You have Blanton and you have Lee at top of the rotation, guys. Then you have, you know, 365-year-old Jamie Moyer, who I think pitched in the Negro Leagues. That's when only the ball was white. and then from there, you have J.A. Hatt, and you have Pedro. So what in the world do you do?
Well, Joe, obviously there's several surprise teams out there, but if anybody said 108 games ago that the San Francisco Giants would be 12 games above 500, there can't be a bigger surprise than them, can there?
No, and the Giants have been a wonderful, wonderful surprise this fantasy year and this regular year. Brian Wilson has 20-plus saves. Lincecum and Kane, what can we say about those two? They're absolutely brilliant. Their young pitchers have been a little bit inconsistent. Sanchez goes from a no-hitter to allowing, you know, 6 runs in his next start to shutting out a team yesterday. Them and the Rockies are really and truly making that division interesting, and it looks like the wild card is going to come from either San Francisco or Colorado. So from a fantasy perspective, there's a lot here on the table.
Joe, before we let you get out of here, a quick switch over to football.
Yes.
Folks are going to be starting their drafts. Got one coming up just a little over a week. What's the big news on the fantasy football side of things?
Yeah, for the folks who have to pick this week or over the next few days, be very, very wary of selecting Reggie Bush early in the draft. He limped off practice yesterday. He had surgery, as you know, in December. He had knee surgery in September. He limped off. Yeah, he cut practice actually short an hour and a half yesterday, and then was limping after practice. For you folks who have to draft now early in your season, avoid Reggie Bush at all costs. Pierre Thomas is the choice there. If Bush falls into the 7th-8th round, that's fine as a backup, but don't rely on him as your running back two or your flex position. I'm really, really concerned about this knee injury, guys.
All right, Joe, we'll do it again next week. Have a great weekend, buddy.
Yeah, you guys are a joy. Have a fantastic weekend, and make sure that you guys just have a wonderful time. Take good care.
We will do so. FantasyPlayersEdge.com. That's where you get all your information, baseball, football, your stretch run in baseball. You're getting geeked up for football. It's all there. FantasyPlayersEdge.com with Joe DeMeo. We'll be back with more to wrap things up after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Danny Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. There's just not enough O's in smooth to describe this show.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. Listen up, NFL fans. Training camp's underway. The season's around the corner. Your tailgate's ready to party. All you need, a ticket. You want selection? StubHub.com. Home games, road games, sold-out games, even playoffs. Best of all, StubHub lets you choose the game and the seats you want. That's right. See the game you want to see. Sit where you want to sit. You can sell tickets on StubHub, too. Listing's free. As always, StubHub backs everything with Fan Protect Guarantee. That's StubHub.com or call 1-866-STUBHUB.
Celebrate your love more than ever with the Zales Ultimate Diamond Sale. Tomorrow through Sunday, take an extra 10% off selected items store-wide. Plus, Zales is offering an incredible one-time value. A beautiful $160 diamond heart pendant, now for the limited time price of just $29.99. This value is so amazing, you can select a beautiful pendant for yourself or to have on hand as the perfect gift for birthdays, graduations, weddings, or any occasion. Tomorrow through Sunday, only at Zales, America's diamond store since 1924.
Sam takes pride in lowering his energy bills, regardless of what it takes to lower them.
Excuse me, sweetheart.
I was watching that.
But now, Trane can help fiscally minded people like Sam.
Sam!
Because upgrading your central air system to a high efficiency Trane model can potentially save up to 59% on your energy bills.
Sorry, son.
Let's power back up, Sam. Then let's find you a Trane dealer.
Upgrade your current central air system with a high efficiency Trane model at Fidelki Heating and Air in Kearney.
It's hard to stop a train.
ESPN Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather. Brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on 25th Street in Kearney. For a square deal and a fair shake.
If you were out for a Sunday drive with the family 20 years ago in Kearney, there'd be a lot of places that you wouldn't even recognize. Well, excepting for that one place over on East 25th, Molly's Motorworks. Molly's been right there doing what she does best since 1987. A lot has changed since then, so it's a good thing to know that when you're in the market for a quality used car or truck, you can still get a square deal and a fair shake from Molly. Good to know.
Mostly partial sun and some cloudiness during the day today with a chance for some showers and storms developing with highs around 83. Southeast winds will increase to 10 to 20 miles per hour. There's a slight chance for storms tonight with a low at 68. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 72.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Nebraska volleyball ranked third in the country in Volleyball Magazine's preseason poll behind Penn State, Texas, then Nebraska, Washington, Stanford. Look for it to be probably the same when the coaches' poll come out. Huskers 31-3 last year, returned five starters, including All-Americans Tara Mueller and Sydney Anderson. Also announced that their season opening matches at the Quest Center in the Coaches Showcase against Minnesota and Michigan will be televised by CBS College Sports Network.
Did we beat we were the conference champions last year. Were it Texas? Or no?
Yeah, Texas, right. Co. We split with those.
But then we went further than they did in the
both went to the Final Four, both lost in the semifinals.
All right, they can be ahead of us, I guess.
Right.
Sure. The punch in the face.
Sounds right.
Don't forget the Nebraska Baseball Association's Class A District Tournament is in Gibbon, and it will be held this Saturday and Sunday. Kearney takes on Lexington Saturday at 2. Grand Island takes on Hastings at 4. The winner heads to state in Kearney the following week. Two really big stories here before we get out, Tony. Snoop Dogg was at Baltimore Ravens practice this morning.
Oh, for shizzle.
Arrived with an entourage that included someone who held an umbrella over the singer's head.
Manizzle shizzle.
He made himself comfortable on the sideline, watched for about an hour before joining the team in the middle of the field at the end of the session.
But jizzle.
And a dog led the Ravens through a chant taught to him by Ray Lewis.
Faux shizzle.
Then there was gunfire. No. And finally, former Notre Dame football coach Lou Holtz told an Indiana television station he doesn't plan to run for Congress.
That sounds scary for him. It's just seconds away from just being frustrating.
He's worked as an analyst at ESPN since retiring from South Carolina at the end of the 2004 season. So he's not going to run for Congress? Lou, you're not running?
I just don't have enough minutes in the day for me. I can't fix the problems in Washington.
72 years young for Lou Holtz. Hey, we want to thank Drake Baranek for coming in and joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show today, moving from UNK to Nebraska to join the Huskers. Our Big 12 preview with Nate Frere, the nose tackle from Iowa State. And we were also joined, as always on Thursday, by Joe DeMeo, FantasyPlayersEdge.com. Our Big 12 preview continues tomorrow. Among our guests will be Baylor's Jordan Lake, preseason, all-conference, all-American type of player. We'll be joined by Jordan Lake tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show. And Monday, high school football begins. We'll start our preview with Brandon Kuhl of Kearney, and Ohio head coach Frank Solich joins us Monday as well.
Hey, looking forward to that. We'll see you 23 hours from now. Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 in Kearney, 1550 in your AM dial in Hastings.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.